the Makhlekes is only if they are all in the same city. So that's why Roman Doma says that the Baal is Mehmos. But if they are not in the same city, then everybody agrees that the Shomish is Mehmos, the Shliach is Mehmos. So we see, and Rabbuna says, Baalu because the Shomish is Mehmos, the Mehmos. Ravuna ma Baal Nemos, Rav Chizkiya ma Sholish Nemos, Sholish Nemos. And we paskun like Rav Chizkiya, Sholish Nemos, Sholish Nemos. So Teisa says that when does Ravuna say Baal Nemos, that is only if they are in the same city, in the same city. But if they're not in the same city, then everybody agrees that the Sholish is there. The Sholish is there. But if they are in the same city, so then there is a choche. So the Rabbuna says Baal Nemon, because there is a choche that the Baal says the truth, not the Shliach, not the Sholish. Because if it's true, as the Sholish says, that he was given the Gerashim, so why did the Baal call the Baal and the wife are in the same city? Why did he have to work to a medium of the Shliach? He could have given the Tiras Gerashim directly. So that's the Raya that has to indicate that it was given only because what he... So that's the reason why Rabbuna says that Baal Nemon. But otherwise, if not in the same city, then Rabbuna is also made it that the Sholish is Nemon. And we pass for like half his day that the Sholish is Nemon, even in the case where the Baal and the wife are in the same city. So what the pshat now? So there is a machleket Rashi and Teisa. According to Teisa, so the pshat is that when the Baal turned over to the Sholish Geget, so he's the wounded knee, he turned it over, adaiting that it should be for whatever purpose the Sholish will say. And if the Sholish will say that it was a Gereshim, so the Chatzchila, at the very outset, he gave it to him there. That's Teisa. But Rashi's pshat is not like that. Rashi's pshat is that the reason as to why the Shliach is Nemon, the Sholish is Nemon, is because he's the Balashtar. He holds the get. So he's Nemon even as again the Baal, because he's the Balashtar. So mainly he has the money. It's like the Balashtar has the money. Like the Shah has the money. Alright, so I said that the Rambam also agrees with Rashi's pshat. That the reason as to why the Sholish is Nemon is because the Sholish, the Shliach, since he has the get, so he's considered the Balashtar. So he's Nemon even against the Baal, he's more of a Balashtar than the Baal. Why? Because he holds the get. So in Mele, we can enter the Rambam. If the Shliach didn't say for Nechtam, and the Shliach turned over to get to the Ishat Hen, so the moment the Shliach turned over to get to the Ishat Hen, then he's not the Balashtar anymore. The Shliach is considered the Balashtar only as long as he has the get his position. But the moment he turned, he handed over to the Ishat Hen, then he's not the Balashtar anymore. The Balashtar anymore. So who is the Balashtar? The Baal is the Balashtar. And if the Baal says it's Mizuyev, so he has the money, he's here as Balashtar. Mashenkin, the Shliach, he said before and after before and after. True, he's not going to say it only in the Rabbonah. With the right not, because it's not too much time as cast in the business. But he did pay it. And when did he pay it? While he had the get in his possession. So then he was a Balashtar. So then he has the money to deal with Balashtar. So he's saying the Fodashim Fodashim is like he killed by 2 AD. Now suppose 2 AD would be Mikai in the Sine. And then the Baal would say he's doing it, so of course he has no memo. Because the Baal, the deal with Balashtar, has only the money to be Miare. If the star is not the sky, but if the star is the sky, then he has no the money to take a star to be in the area. So if the Shliach sent for Nechtam, so the Shliach was the sky. And he has no money to be the right thing, but he has no star, the Shliach. So once it is the sky, then the Baal cannot be in the area. So it is just as if it was the sky of the alien. So that's why it's not there. This is how we explain the Ram. Oh, now, so that means, so the Rambam has the halacha. Is the shliach said before the echad before the echad, and then the Baal came and said mitzuye. So we must be chinam. We must be chinam bay. Why we must be chinam bay? Why we must be chinam bay? Because the shliach, because the shliach had nemone as the Baal Hashtar. So the guest was this guy. So, but it's nemone from Baal Hashtar. But suppose is the shliach. Is the Rosh and Ariel the Raite, and the Rosh and Ariel the Raite is no Nemones, so even the Nemones became of Balashtar in the end, doesn't it? Doesn't make any difference on what the Nemones is based, even though the Nemones is based upon the concept of Balashtar. But a Rosh and Ariel the Raite is no Nemones. There's no Nemones. So the Mele, is the Shliach when he said before the Echta, before the Echta. Is the Shliach when he said before the Echta, before the Echta. So, the guest was not this kind of thing. So by whom can it be this guy in by the Shuliach? Bitiras Balashta. But if he was a Rosh Navi Red Raite, so he has known him more as a Balashta. And then the Baal came and he was the Araya. So then the guest is both with the Raite. Just as he, the Shuliach, didn't say from the Atom altogether in the Baal case. So the Shuliach, the Rambam means that the guest is both with the Raite. You see how it's seen the Rosh Rambam. So he says, "Pamedvah amurim kishen iskai maget v'chayitmo." Avol imulis marbei alav divrei posuk averim nateire. So eini get. So he doesn't say, "Avol imulis maget v'chayitmo." Eini get. Avol imulis marbei. If it was not this kind of chayitmo, and we have to rely on divrei posuk averim nateire. When do we have to rely on divrei posuk averim nateire? If the Baal ultimately was married, if the Baal didn't come and it was married, then we don't have to rely on the Ksuba Avir Natere, because then without it, the get is specially the right. The whole requirement for that Ksuba is only the Rabbanon. So when is it necessary to be the right to rely on the Hagod of the Shliach? If there is an ultimate you by the Baal. So this is what the Rambam means. Avon you will Ksuba Avir Natere. If the Baal was ultimately the area. So then, if the Shliach, who sent for the Echta Med, not Vini Roshe, so then the Baal Tum would be of no significance, because the Shliach Tum is the Tum, because he has the money to kill the Vashta. But if the Shliach was in kind of get, was himself the Rosh Navira the Raite, so he has all the money, so his Tum was no Tum. So then when the Baal comes and he's there, so then it is bottle. But if the Baal doesn't come, so then it's not bottle in the Raite. That's why the Rambam uses the Roshim. Aber wir nicht machen, wir haben die Ressu, bei der Materie, ja, eine der. About 10 minutes. Okay. Yes. About 10 minutes. Now, so, all right, now this is what Magnishim is. There's no doubt that this is what Magnishim is. ואני אומר שבדעת רבינו כך הוא, שנזכה עם נכי שעושה אחרים שהוא כושר, וכשבשביל זה מעיד או לא פרויים פוסט בכך. ולאומר רבינו, אלו אם אין לנו בגט, עדת אחרת או שפשו באוויר נתירה, שנגד על פיו, זה נראה מבריא בשנתה. נא. הוא איש עצמו ויגיתו, איש יום מחימות וגיתו יום יגר שלו, אומר אבונה, באים אלו ותגדר שבייל תניבז נפעים, סייף סייף כמעט תהוסו או מגר שלו. So she becomes interested. Elo maravuni ba'amoneyach v'shmid rabachet v'id rabiti. Doma lo kimoti sosom asnecha aaret v'shach. So you should put it on the ground, and then you should pick it up. So yochav v'kudisam agav v'tar. Okay, v'amorov v'kudisam agav v'tar k'lom asu. Elo doma lo ha v'shmiyach v'lochea v'imoti sosom. So until you reach that place, you should act in the capacity of shmiyach v'lochea. V'imoti sosom ha v'shmiyach v'kabor. And then, once, so until you reach that place, you should act in the capacity of Shliach Loch. And when you arrive there, you should act in the capacity of Shliach Kabbalah. What does it mean, Shliach Kabbalah? So it's the wife herself. In other words, her own natural role. But at the beginning, he delegated to her another kind of role. What kind of role? The role of Shliach Loch. So he says, you should have that role of a Shliach Loche until you reach that place, and then you should have the role of Shliach Kabbalah, it means your own natural role. All right. כי כמו אתה רוצה לשאול את הבורי כאן מדיבר. ובכל ראש מיכה זה סבאו. ובכל ראש מיכה זה סבאו. So, the question is, there is a lot of the whole about. Now, that's not such a double portion, because the Gemara, that some Adalet, has a topic, whether we say the whole question is about or not. So there's an alternative, that the whole question is about is known too. So it's topic in Gereshi. But what does the whole question is about mean now? So that's one instance of the whole question is about, where the Baal told the Isha that she should serve in the capacity of Shliach Locha and Kuntz Elisa in that place, and then she should revert to her own natural role of as a Nisha Mikaresh, like the Shliach Gabor. That's one example. The example mentioned that some Dalit in Jericho Aimea is a similar example, that except that it's not the Nisha, but it's the Shliach. Let's say the Baal appoints Reuben as the Shliach Locha. Reuben comes to the Isha, he's ready to hand over the gift to the Isha. So the Isha says, don't hand it over to me. You be my Shliach Locheh. So in other words, the same person has to be the Shliach Locheh and the Shliach Gaboreh. So then, that we say the Chodosh Shliach Locheh. So it's mamish like here, except that here, it's the woman herself who is appointed the Shliach Locheh, and of course she has to play the role of herself. And there, in the Gemara of the Dalet, so it's a Shliach who is appointed a Shliach Locheh by the Baal, and then when he arrives at the Isha's place, so the Isha said he should be her Shliach Kabbalah. He should be her Shliach Kabbalah. Alright, now, her Shliach Kabbalah. So Rashi says as follows. Now, for the Chodesh of the Baal, Shliach will be Yitzchel HaMishtaleach Mizel Ezeh, שרוב לארזר יש לושי יוכי גילאים בערוסי כשלחות לך לחב עצמו. וזוי נראו לארזר שהוא נשתל אותו לעצמו, והכן נאי שסי בעל המייסה, הוא בוט להשליח את פילים שתה. Now, what is it to say? שליח למיקר למשלח מזה לזה, שרוב לארזר לושי יוכי גילאים בערוסי כשלחות לך, פילים שיות לשליח לאחרם. הוא יקונת את לפירשתי. I mean, don't you say to say the same thing like that? Why does it to say you יקונת את לפירשתי? So, I think that the reason as to why he takes the says of Kundas Vasira saying is not on the basis of what Rashi says here, but on the basis of what Rashi says that Tamar Gimel on the Torah. Now in the middle of the Omer, that Tamar Gimel on the basis, in the middle of the Omer, Ha'u Gavu Lishonu Lidita Lidita, Ozu Shliach, so the husband appointed Shliach Lelochim. Or the Shliach asked her to Yosef Likovish. So she was doing work. So Omale Heiler Gitach. So he said to her, here is your guest. Omale Heiler Gitach. You be my Shliach Lelochim. Don't bother to hand it over to my hand. You be my Shliach Lelochim. In other words, the Shliach was appointed Shliach Lelochim, and then the Isha appointed the same Shliach as the Shliach Lelochim. So Omer Rav Nachman said, Rav Chanina Avda Beruvde. If it's true, Rav Chanina says that Isha is a Shliach Lekabu Lekita Vashliya Bairo, so then she's Migreshet, because the same Shliach was appointed by the Hodin Shliach Lekabu, and then the Isha appointed the Shliach Lekabu. Omer Rav Yishka Rav Chanina Avda Beruvde, Chol Chol Shkul Et Abba, when does Rav Chanina say that the Isha can appoint the Shliach Lekabu to accept the guest from the Shliach Lekabu, if it's two different Shluchim? So the husband appointed Reuben as the Shliach Lelochem. Then the Isha appointed Shimon to accept from Reuben. Then Rav Chanina says it's all right. But here, when the Isha herself appoints Reuben, the same one who is the Shliach Lelochem, she appoints the same person as the Shliach Lelochem. Then Rav Chanina doesn't say that it's good. Then he has to do the Shiloh Chol Shiloh Tabal. So Shulchu Kam Ravame Shiloh Chol Shiloh Tabal. The Rav Chir Barabe. אמר ישי די דאָב האָט שו קול קאַמער אפטיר באַגעב און קאַן שו קול די באַזל קיך אין סאַפ פון די דוך נאָם סאַפ פון דאָ האב דאָ איז באַו דאָ איז באַו גלעק סולאַנג איז די סאַפ איך גייט סו וואָט די סאַפ איך וואָר דאָ ווי האָט שו דאָ באַו איז פאַסו אויף איז נאָט פאַר דאָ דאָ גאַש איז דאָ סאַפ קול שו דאָ באַו שליח שחוז אב נאַט שליח מיט מיש נישטאַל קוי ניט אַ קרישטיך צו ווישע אַ צו הויל איז שוס לאזער צו שלחה גלויים אבסיס יש מחוסו ושליחו שנראו יל ארזיר ולהג בין שליחה. So what's the Rashi is, שליח שחוזר ונעשה שליח למי שנשתר אחרי. ניתק משליח הטובים. ניתק משליח הטובים. כי הוא ניתק משליח הטובים. צורה שאמפסייזת, זה שליח הלוחי פה. נאו, זה רמב״ם, רמב״ם זה פאוור, שלקבוק מלכתחילה שלא יגיעו, הבעל ששולח גט ומשתה, בו שליח ליצני לו וממטלתי, אלא אומרו לבני דין, יהיה גט זה פיקוד נצמו, אוי שאומרו לי, הרי השליח לקבלוי, זה דין אוף שכל שלך סבא, הרי השליח לקבלוי, so the same שליח לו, זה פוינט בי לבעל, זה שליח לא חדיש שפוינט לשליח לקבלוי, הרי זה מגרשת בסופי, עד שיגיע הגט ליודו, ומשיגיע הגט ליודו, זה גם השפט. In other words, until they get reaches her hand, so then she's something interested, because maybe the Holy Spirit of Baal is all right. But only something interested, maybe it's not all right. But then when the Shriah turns over the get into the hands of the Isha, then she's bothering her. So the Magadishna says, because of Rabbeinu, Umishiyagia get to Yodot, is Garish Vadai, Uposhet. Now the Shmuel, the Simen Kutlemale, so he says, even though the Magdishna says, who push it to, it's not the seed of a push it. He says, according to Rashi, that Samadinu, it's not like that, so she will not be Migreshev, even after the get is turned over to the head of the East. Because, what does the Rambam say? That if the Baal appointed Ruben the Shriach HaLochet, then Ruben comes to the East of the East and says, you Ruben, be my Shriach HaLochet. So she's not Migreshev the Vada at that moment. But when Ruben hands it over to the East, then she's Migreshev the Vada. So the Magdishna says, it's not a push it. So the Shmuel says, it's because of Malach, no. According to Rashi, she will not be Migreshev the Vada in there. Why? Because Rashi says, Nitak, if the Ishe tells to the Ruben, you be my Shliach HaKabole, so the Shliach HaSliach is Poka. So he's not a Shliach HaLoch anymore. So he's not a Shliach HaLoch anymore, so he's a stranger. So then when he hands over the gift into the Ishe's hand, so who hands over the gift to the Ishe's hand? Not the Shliach of the Baal, somebody else. So he's going to be talking about the cow, according to Rashi. So in other words, the Rambam who says, that Yadir Yetul Yadir Tiyem Yigrashim Vadai disagrees with Rashi's Shite of Nitak Mishlich HaTovim. Disagrees. So what's the Rambam's Pshat in Choshev HaBaal? So the Tiralpit Natan and Gittin, but and Sinin Kuf Memalech, so the Tiralpit explains it very well. He says, the Rambam holds as follows. If the Baal appointed Ruben as Shriach HaLoch, then the Ishe appoints when he comes to the Ishe's house, so the Isha says to Ruben, be my Shriach HaKabole. Now, he was appointed by the Baal of Shriach HaLoch. So whom does he represent? The Baal. So he stands in the shoes of the Baal. He's like the Baal. Legally, we have to consider him as the husband. Now, suppose the Baal will come to the Isha and say, Hare the Gitech, and he is ready to hand over the get into the Isha's hand. Then the Isha will say to the Baal, why do you have to hand it over to my hand? I appoint you as my Shriach HaKabole. She appoints the Baal himself as her Shriach HaKabole. So it will be no good. Why will it be no good? Because after all, what is his role? He is the Baal. How can he serve and fulfill the Isha's role? I mean, one is exclusive of the other. His mission consists in the Baal handing over to the Isha. He's the Megareh, she's the Megareshet. Now, so if the Isha says to the Baal, don't hand it over to my hand. I appoint you as my Shriach HaKabole. So, how can he become a Shriach HaKabole? So Melee, the Rambam holds, just as in the case where the Ishe would appoint the Baal, so he could become a Shriach HaKabole, because he's the Baal, he's on the other side. He's on the other side. His role excludes the role of the Ishe. So in the same way, if the Ishe appoints the Shriach HaKabole of the Baal, he cannot become a Shriach HaKabole either, because the Shriach HaKabole is also became a Baal. So it's like appointing the Baal himself. So according to the Rambam, the reason is that he cannot become a Shriach HaKabole. Whereas according to Rashi, so the reason is because once the Isha appoints him as a Shriach HaKabole, so since there is a stira between the two roles, so the Shriach HaLoche is Poka. The Shriach HaLoche is Poka. So according to Rashi, she will not be Migreshet even Lacha Shigadi Agat Yodo. According to the Rambam, so the reason is not that in that der Schmiche zum Loch ist verkauft. But he cannot become a Schmiche Kabole. But the Schmiche ist ein Schmiche Loch in dem Leben. Now, according to these two pshotim, it's in shlichus. And it's not necessarily based upon the aloche of the senior, the pigit, or the psalat, and so on. But the ritvo here is not a pshat, third pshat. He says the reason that the Chosh Habal is no good, if it's no good, is because there is a din of the senior, your day, your door. So when the same shliach is appointed by, as the same shliach aloche is appointed by the senior, so then the senior is right. The senior is right. All right, now. So the Gemara says the Kashi will call the Shulchan Sabal. So the Gemara answer says, the Oma lo habi Shulich lo habi moti sotom. The moti sotom shavi Shulich li kabo. He yichal imam do Oma. So he should appoint the Shulich li kabo. Somebody else. He yichal imam do Oma vishe is the Shulich li kabo. Gito miya Shulich li bai, miya Shulich li bai. Eru imam do Oma vishe is the Shulich li kabo. Gito miya Shulich li bai lo ma yito ima ima. So how can the Isha appoint the Shliach Kabole to be Mikabel from her who is the Shliach Liloche? It must be time in mind, you can join the Baal, Roche Baal, we talk. So what the reason as to why? Woman Doma said that in the Isha is the Shliach Kabole get Miyad Shliach Bailo. Because if the Baal appointed to Ruvain as the Shliach Liloche, then the Isha appoints Shimon. And later on, the Isha appoints Shimon to accept the get from Ruvain, so then we say the Baal is certainly masculine because that seems that the Isha herself doesn't want to take the get from his shliach. But she refuses. She refuses to take the get from his shliach. So in Vaza you see, she atlam tablote. Because she doesn't act with respect or things. She doesn't want herself to be mikabel the get from his shliach. We must allow her to get the love. We hope she has the new high. Did he show me the other bal atme? So then the question arises. So even if the shliach with a bole accepts the get from the bal, so there he should also have the same feeling of resentment. So the answer is, where the shliach with a bole is mikabel from the bal atme, so the bal sees the Isha is not around, and it's the Shriach of the Isha who is accepting it. And still we have it over to him. So apparently it's not Makhdi. But, so we have an indication that it's not Makhdi. Masha'in came when the Shriach of Kabole is the Kabul from the Shriach of Iloche, so then the Baal doesn't even know. So then there is an Umden and the Baal is Makhdi. So the Mele, the Baal is Makhdi, he doesn't want the Shriach to turn over to the Shriach of Kabole under such circumstances. So Mele, there is no doubt about, so of course the Gerushin is not Chalmid right. So of course, Peter said, suppose the Baal knows that the Isha appointed the Shliach L'Kabole, and the Baal says to the Shliach L'Loche, I appoint you as the Shliach L'Loche, and you can turn over the gate to the Shliach L'Kabole, so then there is no pity the Baal, then she would be Midrashim. But in Assam, we say there is pity the Baal, so she's not Midrashim right. So here, from Mandom, she would join the Baal. So then it is all, so the Mora the Kash, El Mandom, she is put down the Shliach L'Baal, but it's on Nema, it's more the time in mind, she would be join the Baal, for the Baal, we come here, from Mandom, she would join the Baal. El Mandom, she would have to be a Baal, But then there's another mandama who says the reason why in Yishu is Shliach, Rikabo, Rikabo, Gito, Miyad, Shliach, Bailo, is because of its Seir and Rabono. Because if we allow Yishu to appoint the Shliach to be Mikabel, to get from the Shliach of the Baal, so then people say, just that it is all right for Yishu to appoint the Shliach, to Mikabel get from the Shliach Baal, so Hasir Abolacham Kal is also right. What Hasir Abolacham Kal? So Rashi says, Hasir Abolacham Kal, the Dami Ladot, שזורק גט לחוץ החבר, והכך חום שיהיה החוצר. הרי לא יצא את החוץ השליח, לא יאיך. והיא כשכנות, או ששליח לקבול לבוא שלא אחשו למה הייתה אינו, ושלא יתבינו. And that is no good, לחוץ לב מישהו שליח את ישראל בו. אלו מישהו יודו, והיא שייף נסין אליו יודו. In other words, if we allow an issue to appoint the Shliach Kabbalah, except that they get from the Shliach Lochet, so people say, justice, this is all right. So it's all right for the Baal to put the gate in the hotel of the third party. And then the Ishe buys the hotel from the third party, she should be liberated. Because when the Baal puts the gate into the hotel of the third party, then in effect he appoints the hotel of the third party as the Shliach Lelot. And then when the Ishe buys the hotel from the third party, so she appoints the same hotel as the Shliach Lekabole. So, and that of course is no good. Why is that no good? So he says, Vishaloi Tidini, the hot lab is Shlicha Tisra Boy, Elo Mishim Yodo, Vahi Shait and Sin Elav Yodo. So that's Rashi is very strange. Rashi says the reason that why Hati Abo Laham Tidini is no good is because Hotel Mishim Yodo is Shlicha Boy. That means Shlicha. And how about the Mandoma who says, Hotel Mishim Shlicha Tisra Boy? So it's true that Gemara says that we get, we don't say Mishim Shlicha Tisra Boy. Why? Because it's a Chayim. So Rishayim say, but suppose the Ishe explicitly designated the Chotel Shliach, then we get to also say that it's the Mishim Shlichet. No, but even in such a case it won't be good for Hasir Abolach HaMakam. So why does Rashi emphasize the fact that Chotel Mishim Yad, not Mishim Shlichet, even in Mishim Shlichet? So it's not good. So the Pshat in the Rashi is, as I once mentioned in the name of the Chai, that even if we say Chotel Mishim Shlichet, it's to be distinguished from all other Shlichet. All other Shlichet means the Mishalach appoint the Shliach as the Shliach, and then the Shliach means the Maitakir, and what Akir the Shliach does is to be the Mishalach. But here, what kind of Maitakir is the Chotah? What? Yad? The Chotah stretches out its own hand, and it accepts something. Hagboye, the Chotah will stop something. So what Kiyan is there? Yad? So again it is Yad. So, of course, even if we say Chotah is written in Chaboye, the Kiyan takes effect from Yad. But if we say Chotah is Yad in Chaboye, so the Chotah becomes automatically, without any designation, without any meaning, it becomes the yard of the balachotel. If we say it's the taboe, so it means that the chotel becomes the yard of the balachotel through the medium of shliach. What means it means shliach? By the balachotel designating the chotel as his shliach, through that he becomes, the chotel becomes the balachotel's yard. Oh, so what Rashi says, the Chotel Abish is Shlichet Chaboye. Rashi doesn't mean Shlichet in the sense Mishim Shlichet Chaboye, the Gemara says, with real Shlichet. Rashi says, it's not like Shlichet of Torah Teres Olam. If Chotel has been, even if we say Chotel Abish is Shlichet Chaboye, it also means Yad, but it means through the medium of Shlichet, it becomes Yad. So whether it's Yad or Shlichet, but it's Yad. Yad directly or Yad indirectly, it's the medium of Shlichet. So he says, the Chotel is not the regular Shlichet. What the regular Shlichet will appoint Shimon in the Shliach? Shimon does the Maitakinyan, and that is effective for Ruvein. So Shimon does the Maitakinyan. So if Chotzer had been Mitzad regular Shlichet, of course that wouldn't make sense. Chotzer should be Mitzad regular Shlichet. But suppose Chotzer had been Mitzad regular Shlichet. So that would mean that the Chotzer carried out the Maitakinyan. Which Maitakinyan, I don't know. But suppose it had been like that, that Chotzer had been Mitzad regular Shlichet. So that would mean the Chotzer is appointed as the Shliach to carry out the Maitakinyan for the Baal HaChotzer. So then, how? By designating, by Milu. So if it had been the regular Shlichet, so then, so Ruben could designate a Shimon's Chotzer as the Shliach. As the Shliach, why not? If it is not regular Shlichet, but it's only a medium through which it becomes the yards of God. Only his own chotzer can through minu become his yard. But somebody else's chotzer cannot through minu become his yard. But if it's the regular Shliachet, so it's not. So in other words, he appoints the Chotah the Shliach, and the Shliach carries out the Kinyan. So then he could designate a third party Chotah as the Shliach. As the Shliach. And then when the Isha buys it, so then the Isha would designate that third party Chotah as the Shliach. So then it would be good. But he says, Chotah is not mitam, the regular Shliachet. Chotah mitam yad. And even if it's to a Yriya Mishliachet, let's say, where the schutz or the Isha designates explicitly the Chotah of the Shliach. So it's all from mitam yad. So mele, b'chatsir abolach mitam, it cannot be mitam yad. All right. So he nichel mando mishun gudoni baal mando mishun chatsir abolach mitam, ayin tele meima. So doma lo, have a Shliach liloche, have a Shliach liloche, ad imoti sotom. Imoti sotom, shave a Shliach liloche, tabla is gitach minei. So that's one thing. That he said, have a Shliach liloche, ad imoti sotom. And then when you reach the place, you appoint a Shliach liloche. Before you say, doma lo, have a Shliach liloche, ad imoti sotom. Imoti sotom, eima kama gudine, before an echtel, before an echtam. Umati udine, Shliach liloche, ad imoti sotom. Now let's hear this. חציר עבור לאחם אותם תראי בקול ברשת נתנה גטו חוץ חבירי בין נראה, תחוץ חביר לדום לשליח לוח אלוהי מביא שנוס נעבר וחוץ של עצמי ומוח לאחרים ואיש שתנוס עם איזה אחר ואם תאים הלום ולבין את חציר עבור לאחם כאן הרמימה בשם שליח את עצמו שעבר לו תשליח ללוח ואיש עצמו תעשה איסי ואיש עצמי תשליח עצמי שלו תעבור לך וכי גב לו למען ושלו חודש לו תעבר ואם מביא משום די תתם שלו חודש לו תעבר לנבור כל כך ואי כדמסת לו ניתן שרק התקבל בצורך היא ולמי הוא נשען אוכל כי נשאב יהי ושליח מנפורא ועוד השאב יהי ושליח דילק לו מידים שחצי אבו לאחר מכאן So when do our data, you should have to have worked on the time, if the husband is appointed the Shliach Lelocha first, and then the Isha appoints second, the later appoints the Shliach Lelocha, it's a separate Shliach Lelocha. But suppose the Isha appoints the Shliach Lelocha first, and then the Baal appoint the Shliach Lelocha to give it to the Shliach Kabbalah already appointed by the Isha. So then there is no analogy between Chatzir Abolach Mekam, so then the Psul Chatzir Abolach Mekam doesn't apply. Now, we pass both times, Chatzir Abolach Mekam and Bidoy Nibab, but there is a situation where it will be possible, out of it, for the Isha to appoint the Shliach Kabbalah, to accept the guest from the Shliach Lelocha. If, first of all, the Isha makes the meaning of the Shliach Kabbalah first, And then the Baal makes the minu of the Shliach Lelocha. And then the Baal makes the minu of the Shliach Lelocha. So then there is no analogy to Chatzir Abolach Mekam. So we thereby dispose of the psul of the thing of Chatzir Abolach Mekam. But then there is another psul, according to Mandona, Mizraite, because we're doing the Baal. So we're doing the Baal, means the Baal is Makti. But suppose the Baal knows that the Isha already appointed a Shliach Lekabole. And he appoints someone in Shliach Lelocha and he says, I know the Isha appointed Shliach Lekabole and I want you to hand over this guest to the Shliach Kabbalah of the Isha, then there is no thing in the Baal. So in such a case, it is good there to for But then there is another psul, according to Mandona, Mizraite, because we're doing the Baal. But we're doing the Baal means the Baal is Makti. But suppose the Baal knows that the Isha already appointed a Shliach Lekabbalah. And he appoints someone in Shliach Lelocha and he says, I know the Isha appointed Shliach Lekabbalah. And I want you to hand over this guest to the Shliach Kabbalah of the Isha, then there is no thing in the Baal. So in such a case, it is put there. For a Shliach Kabbalah to accept the guest from the hands of the Shliach Lelocha, Shliach Lelocha. So he must be taught from Shav Shliach Lelocha. We didn't take a Shliach when he came to the Rishus. So we must have got Mash Shliach. He do Oma, the Fierik Kulaget, Gabar Hud Shola Gito Lizdise, Vomo Yav Lado Bam Yume, Otev Le Ashkese, Yosef Rab Yitzel Lo Chanin Rab Avue, Omo Le Bisei Amilach Kamol, Omo Le Rasat Ro Shliach Nito Yidi Rishus. So the Alokhi is, who can appoint another Shliach? Only a Shliach that he was himself authorized to carry through the Gereshit. And in that Gemara, in that case, so the Shliach was told by the Baal to turn over the get to Abba Baal Yume, and he couldn't find Abba Baal Yume. So Sam Chachomim said, well, he give it to us. So when you will give it to Abba Baal Yume, so the Rav Sasta says, the Shliach was not authorized to to carry through the gear, carry out the gear, just to turn it over to Abba Yume. He cannot appoint anybody else as a shliach. Only one who himself was authorized by the Baal to carry out the gear. So the kasha is, how can this Isha, who herself was not authorized to carry through the gear, how can she appoint another shliach to hand over this gear to her to carry out the gear? She herself is a shliach from the gear. But this is a very simple thing. This is a lot of power of Shabbat. The Chibu Shol Yitro is here as Shnei Mui Lassus of Mishoma Lui Abba Lui Tel Abba Lui Yume. Abba Lui Hocha Ari Abba Lui Tivo Lassus Shriach Lui Lochem. The Gemara doesn't mean that the Baal cannot appoint the Shriach to appoint another Shriach. Even though the first Shriach was not authorized to carry through the Gerash. That he can do is that was the meaning by the Baal. Now you be my Shriach to appoint another Shriach. But you yourself, you shouldn't carry out the Gerash. So, then this shliach, inasmuch as he was explicitly appointed to appoint another shliach to carry through the gerush, he can do that. But there, he was not appointed to appoint these chachomim, eshluchim. He is appointed to give it over to Abba Yume, and he wanted to appoint these chachomim as a shliach. So Rav Tavka says, he is shliach to the gerush. Eimah kam lezirin for an echta, such thing, mali hu, mali bez. So why? What's the difference between the two situations? The Shem Oloshin Zeh Cholok Oloshin Nishin. The Mishne Kame Yimera Bifonin Echtav, the Shosh Shikab Lebo. Avo Gavin Zeh Toa Getu Vechol Duk Tamash, Shetorok Lima Bishosh Hagatit Tintachat Hashmiya, Shem Oche Shechiru Yim Mishad Gira, 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 Even though the Rajbo is Masit on Tintachat, but at the beginning he mentions Tintachat Teret. So what does Tintachat say? Tate says the distinction between the first and the second is that in the first situation, where the Baal says to the Isha, you be Shliach Lochem until you reach that place. And in that place, you appoint somebody else as Shliach Lochem. And you will recover the guest from him. So in that first situation, so when does the Isha say, when she is Mikabel as the guest from the Shliach that she is going to appoint. But in the second situation, when the Baal says, you be Shliach Lochem until you reach Bezdin, and then Bezdin will appoint the Shliach, and then you will accept the guest from the Shliach appointed by Bezdin, then she says, when she turns over the guest to Bezdin, not when she's Mikabel from the Shliach appointed by Bezdin. So the Marsho asks, what difference is it? Why in the first situation? So she says, when she is mitabel to get from the shliach appointed by her, and the second situation, she says the when she surrenders the get to bed. Now it seems to me, I mean, they all have the kashi. It seems to me that takes the shita is, of course, the shliach has to say to Fonelechtam while he has the role of the Shriach. Because it's mnemonized by Shriach. So while he has the status of the Shriach, then he can say in Fonach to Fonachtam, but if he doesn't have the status of the Shriach, then he cannot say in Fonach to Fonachtam. So Menele, in the first situation, where the Baal told Isha that she herself should appoint a second Shriach. So from whom does the second Shriach derive his authority as a Shriach? From the Isha. It's the Isha who appoints the second Shriach as a Shriach. So anyway, since the second Shriach is appointed as a Shriach by the Isha, so the status of Shriachas is not poka from the Isha. The moment the Isha turns over the gear to the second Isha, to the second Shriach, it doesn't have to be an Isha, to the second Shriach. Because the second Shriach is appointed as a Shriach by the Isha. So the second Shriach derives his authority as a Shriach from the Isha. So Mele, when she accepts the get from the second Shliach, so then she can say Fonechtam, because her status, her authority as a Shliach was not poka by virtue of the fact that she appointed the second Shliach as her Shliach. We see that Rav Asher holds in the first period, we don't pass like Rav Asher, but Rav Asher holds in the third period that if the first Shliach appoints the second Shliach, and then the first Shliach dies, so the second Shliach cannot carry through the Shliach. This is what Rav Asher says, that Chotzeh Tamizei. Ma'avar Rav Asher is saying, But Rabashi says that he's the first shliach according to the second shliach, and the first shliach dies, so the second shliach cannot be carried to the shliach. Why? Because he derives his authority from the first shliach. So we see that the first shliach, by appointing the second shliach, does not thereby mafkia his own authority in the shliach. He still remains the shliach. Except that, and that's because he still remains the shliach, so he delegates his authority to his second shliach. But he still also retains his status as a shliach. So Mimele, she can say, at the conclusion of the shliachet, when the second shliach turns over the guest to her, that's the conclusion of the shliachet. Masha'in in the second situation. So, the chimoti soto may be coming for the shliach, so that means he appointed her as the shliach leloche only until she arrives in that place. And when she arrives in that place, before Bezin, her shliach is spoka. And then who appointed the shliach? Umashim is in the shliach. So the Baal explicitly said that it's not you who will appoint the second shliach. It's Bezin who will appoint the second shliach. You have no authority to appoint the second shliach. Your authority as the shliach will be only up to the point when Bezin will appoint another shliach. So who was authorized by the Baal to appoint another shliach? Not the Isha herself, but who? Bezin. So Mimele, her status as a shliach is spoken at the moment she surrenders the guest. So she cannot say for lechtam for lechtam when the guest is turned over to her by the shliach appointed by Bezin, because then she has no status as a shliach. So there she has to say for lechtam for lechtam when she surrenders the guest before Bezin. I want to discuss a certain shite that the Rosh mentions, I mean, which the Rosh himself rejects. I mean, the Rosh mentions that the halacha is even. Now turn to the Rosh at the end of the second period, the paragraph of Zion. Kotu Baloch Ezeven, Boi Rabbonon Kamen Marachanine Goel, Yichalo Rapsi, Niyar Chichal, Dei Vitzichovim, Lui Avishliach Likabel Et Haget, Uleilach Et Haget, Malo Limichche Ligite Bichad Mone, Umeba Limichovim Amtu Yahai Mone Li Yisroel, Vili Sveino Li Intesi. So it was inquired, Yichalo Rapsi, from Rav Chanina Goyen, now a Goy cannot become a shliach in Liloche. I mean, that goes without saying. So the question is, can the Baal turn over the get? Can he wrap up in the get in an envelope, and then he'll give it to the Goy? And he'll tell the Goy, now you bring it over to that and that Jew. So he appoints the Jew in that place as his shliach. But the Goy, he only tells to carry it over to the Jew. So who will be the shliach leloche, who is appointed by the Yisroel to stand in the shoes of the Baal, to hand over the get to the Yishor, that the Jew in the other city. Another thing, but the Chovim, he tells to bring it over to the Jew. So is it good? Is that all right? Omaru, the Omaru, so Rav Chanina Goyen answered, Goy, no, that's not good. You cannot give a get to a Goy, that a Goy should carry it over, let's say, to to Reuven, who is appointed as a Shliach, and that Reuven should hand it over to the Yish. That's not why. We know some biyodei, so the Bach and correct. We know some biyodei ksiv. We know some biyodei ksiv. Oy v'yad shlucho yisroel. So there has to be an ikinah. So it's much more from the Rosh of Chanina Goyet. That not only does we know some imply that there must be an ikinah from the hand of the Baal into the hand of the Yisho. He let's say it's not done through the medium of the Shliach. And not only does it imply that if it's done through the medium of the Shliach, so there must be an ikinah from the hand of the Shliach Lelocha into the hand of the Yisho. But if the medium of the Shliach is used, so there must be an ikinah from the hand of the Baal into the hand of the Shliach Lelocha. Not only must there be an ikinah from the Baal's hand into the Yisho's hand in case no Shliach is used. Not only must there be an ikinah from the hand of the Shliach Lelocha into the hand of the Yisho, in case the Shliach Lelocha is used. Of course, if the Shliach Lelocha is used, so there must be an ikinah from the hand of the Shliach Lelocha into the hand of the Yisho. There must also be, if the Shliach Lelocha is used, so there must be a direct ikinah from the Baal's hand into the Shliach Lelocha's hand. That's a really chiddush. We know some biyodoksi, oyli ad shlucho Yisroel, avol yischovim loy, yichinof aget miyode di Baal, bihine di yimtei el yode di yitze, ul yode di Shliach Yisroel. So when it comes out from the hand of the Baal, it must come either into the hand of the Yisho or into the hand of the Shliach. The koyim kei Baal. Or into the yode di Shliach the Shavot Yitzi Gufe, or into the hand of the Shliach the Yisho, or into the hand of the Shliach the Kabole, or the koyim kei Yitzi. All right, this is what Rav Chanina Goyen said. So what would Rav Chanina Goyen say? That there is a din of Nisine not only from the hand of the Baal and the hand of the Yish, or the hand of the Shliach Lelocha and the hand of the Yish, but from the hand of the Baal and the hand of the Shliach Lelocha. There is also a Nisine. That means that if, so I call it Rav Chanina Goyen, that's how it's mentioned. Let's say if the Baal hands over the get to Shliach Lelocha and he says, hand it over to the Yish, and they will put it on Gabi Karaka, and then the Shliach Lelocha will come from the Karaka, and then you bring it to the Yisho and you hand it over directly to the Yisho, it's no good. Because there must be a Nisine from the hand of the Baal to the hand of the Shliach Lelocha. Alright? Now, if it's done through the medium of the Goy, so it's always like sleeping the Chodam Karaka. So even if it is handed over directly from the Baal's hand into the Goy's hand, it's like Al-Gabi Karaka because there is no Shliach. Alright, then the Aruch HaZeva says, the Rabbonon de Hashikam, that's Rav Chanina Goy, who lived a long time. But the Rabbonon de Hashke, the contemporary game say, Afo Gavde, the Aysen, the Jehovah Legite, Yadol Yisroel, Vahu Yisroel Yadol Yitze, the Yisire, the Chathile, Loimale Tzvinovo, Mishim the Jehovah Vav Ben Chrisu, the Yinze, the Loimale Tzvinovo, משום דרב שימן ביתנאם, רב שימן אימא כולם שירים, ויומר רב זירה יורד רב שימו שיטות ישירה עוד רזיה, ויומר ידי מסירה קארסה, וקיימו הלוכה כרב רזיה. It's not the word. So, there is a distinction between רב חנינה גויין and רבון דהש. רב חנינה גויין says, he based up on the potting, we not on the other thing. So, מדרעי סייק מיאקי, there must be any sinner from the hand of the Baal and the hand of the Shriach Kohen. So he is the Baal, handed it over to the Goy, and the Goy turned it over, handed it over to the Shliach Lelocha. Even though the Shliach Lelocha handed it over directly to the Yisho, it's not good. Because there's no Nisne from the other Baal, the other Shliach. That's the answer. So, so the get is no get with the right. And it's much on Chanina Goyen. It's no get whether according to Rav Lezer or according to Rav Meir, it's no get. There has to be any sin from Yad HaBaal, Yad HaShliach. The Rabbonon de Hashke have a different view. They hold that there is no din of Nisine. Yad HaBaal, Yad HaShliach. If they had held that there is a din of Nisine, Yad HaBaal, Yad HaShliach, so even according to Rav Lezer, so it would be no good. But they hold there is no din of Nisine, Yad HaBaal, Yad HaShliach. There is a din of Nisine, Yad HaBaal, Yad HaShliach. When the Shliach is not used, or if the Shliach is used, there is no din of Yad HaShliach, Yad HaShliach. But Yad HaBaal, Yad HaShliach, there is no din of Nisine. But according to Ramea's notice, where he gives over the get to the Goy, and the Goy gives it over to the Shriach, and the Shriach gives it over to the director of the Isha, then according to Ramea, we said that the Chalap is noble. But according to Rabletia, according to Rabletia, so it is good. So Mele Lechatchile, it shouldn't do it. Why? Because according to Ramea, it's no good. Why? Because after all, we pass through like Rabletia. Even Lechatchile, we don't have to be chesed for Ramea. Or as it's got. So in other words, since according to Ramea, it's no good, so Mele, we who pass like Rabletia, also have Lechatchile, we shouldn't do it. But according to Rabletia, it is. Now the question is, what failing has Ramea and Rabletia to do with that? Monosha. If the halacha is the rabbanon and the hashke, they reject the chachamim goyim shike, that we not shall imply a requirement of a sine miyad arba or yad shliach. So it should be good even according to Ramea. Why according to Ramea is no good? But the evidence it is good because we pass like a man there. So maybe the chachile we shouldn't do it.
Yes, what is it?
No, he says according to Ramea, it's no good.
So I mean, obviously, he doesn't hold like him, but the Rambam is holding it's good.
No, one second. Now, the question is, what has Ramea and Rabbeinu to do with it? Now, why did he mention Yorad Rav Shimon Shitot Yishar Rabbeinu? Rav Shimon has to do with Shemit Mvokim. So you mean, since Rav Shimon is based upon Rabbeinu, so it's a rabbi that our work is like Rabbeinu. All right. Now, but what has the Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Leza to do with it? Now you remember, now obviously the Rabbon and the Hashke have a different shita than Rav Chanan Goyim. According to Rav Chanan Goyim, there is a halacha that there has to be nisin and yad ha'baal, yad ha'shliach. Right. But the Rabbon and the Hashke don't agree with it. Now remember, in the first theory, at the beginning of the first theory, in explaining the case of Dimon and Reis, Constant Xavier is in a lady. So, cases of Timamas, so if you get in Sulin, that demon again. So, the answer so why Xavier is good, the right is good, but I forgot the name of Toba because that, I'm a Kosab, the Kolmoke, Kosher Abad Xavier, they are in the Hiddish Abal, Asim Kosab, Eve Hochsim Gilom. So, there are some machines in the same because it goes Baldin. But I said, no, Tate is not Mashma, it means the word Baldin. But it means something else, because Tate is meant the word Baldin, and Tate would say the word Baldin. And then Tate is that by Gereshin, it's also Chavlachin. Tate is Tavdalet on Dalet today, not like the Loshin and Rajbodi Bosnian, that by Gereshin is not Chavlachin. So Tate doesn't mean the word Baldin. But what does Tate mean? That even though it's a Simekar, so still, Eimel Chochassim of the Omizu, because the Pshat, the Machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Leza, whether it's a Sinikas and a Sinikas, is in there. Rav Meir holds that what makes the Shtar into a Shtar, the Hagode, as to the Data Mishayim. So who testifies directly to the Data Mishayim? Leza Sin. So that's why they say the Sinikas. Rav Leza holds, no, it's not the Hagode as the Data Mishayim, it's the Hagode or the ability to be in the Hagode, I mean. The potential Hagode. I mean, because when Eidim see the Mesirat Haged, they don't necessarily testify. But they are potential in Hagode. You see, so where is according to Rav Meir? It's the Hagode and the Data Mitzrayim in Yishtar and Yishtar. According to Rav Leza, is the potential Hagode or over the Kiyan itself that he established. Now, who is able to testify to be an Eid HaGodeh on the Kiyan itself? In Gilesh, and on the Gilesh, in the Matone, and the Matone. I mean, you know, in the Kiyan and the Kiyan, who is able to testify on it? Not in the Kiyan, if you have said, did the Matone take place? Did the Gilesh take place? Okay, I don't know. We don't know. So, who can be an Eid HaGodeh? And the Yiddish himself, so Rebbe Meir holds that the Hagodah of the Yiddish is higher than the Yiddish. But in the pleasure hall, no, it's not a good end. That's a prayer, but a good end the feeling of. Now, so that's why Jesus says, according to me, yeah, but this is because of the Sabbath, they only hoch simon deo mizu. It's going to hate shmeer deo mizu. What do they simon do? They are either a good end. And the Dachan Israel. But if it was written by the Baal himself, so we see with our own eyes, we see the Dachan Israel. So it's the Teishimi Dele Meri. Alright. This is the sheet of faith. Apparently, the Rabbon of the Hashte in the Alokhan Dele, they go a little further. They hold that even Radmeya holds that there must be an ibil. There must be what makes the star into a star is the fact that the star has an ibil on the key in itself. So because of that, Rav Lezer says it is the Karpi Lohstoy. Because who can be Mivareo? The Messira, the key in? The Messira. And Rav Meir also holds. That what makes the star is not just the Hagodah and the Dachan Israel. No, it's the Biru of Vedas and the King in itself. So you ask, if it is the Biru of Vedas, if they the Biru and the King in itself, so then Rav Meir should say like Rav Lezer in the Kirchhoff and in the Seminar. The answer is Rav Meir holds that it must be the Biru and the King in itself must inhere in the star itself. What makes the star into a star and the Biru as to the Kinyan that inheres in the star itself? Not a Biru as to the Kinyan that is external to the star. So Meir, Rav Meir says, if the star has no Yachtime, it just says it in Sire. So truly the Sire could be Mivar of the Kinyan. But that Biru is not intrinsic in the star. It's external, it's extrinsic. So in order that the star should become a star, then star must have view. That's star. So the essential thing of a star is the fact that the star has aided and it can be Mivara. Mivara what? Mivara the essence in itself. Mm-hmm. So in Mitzira can be Mivara in itself, but that view doesn't inhere in the star itself. So the Meir and Meir holds, the star could not become a star by virtue of the fact that it has in Mitzira. Because in Mitzira is not a view of aided that inheres in the star itself. It's extrinsic, it's external to the star. So which bureau can be, which edith are in the bureau over the Kinyan, but at the same time it's intrinsic in the star itself? Edith. So that's why it's in the council. That's why the Edith made the star into the star. Because, in other words, where the state says, Dab Gimu, down the base, holes, and Machlik, and to the mayor, and the mayor is what in the star is that. Whether that goddess, that's a Messiah, or that goddess, the king. And the mayor holds that goddess, that's a Messiah. So the Rabbon Dash, the whole, is that, is the Biro of Vedas, and the king in the star is that. And the Blazer holds that Biro of Vedas, can be even by misdoing the Sira, even though it's not inherent in the star. And Rav Meir says, no, since it's the Biru of Vedas, that means the Biru of Vedas and what? Not on that Messiah alone, but the Biru of Vedas and the whole genius, that means the star into a star, so maybe the star can become a star only for Eder Sime, because Eder Sime are always considered as the Biru and the Sira, and the genius, and the genius. And that is the only Edibiru that is intrinsic, that inheres in the star. But in Sira is Edibiru and the Adikinyan, but it's extrinsic. It's not, it doesn't inhere in the star. So Memele, the Rabbon of the Hash to say as follows. The only reason as to why, according to Rav Meir, a star, is because it has Edichsime, and the Edichsime wants the Baal Ashtar will hold the star, whether it will be the Ishe or it will be the Kalmatone, it will be the Eved, whatever the Rikeach, once the Baal Ashtar will hold the star, so then the Eidech Sime will be in the Biru and the Etnitine. So that's why the Yechzim and Neid Mishtar and Mishtar, because because through the Chime, so the Shtar has a bureau that is as to the Messiah, as to the King himself. But suppose the Chime, the circumstances are of such character that when the Shtar will hold the Shtar, so the Chime will not be in the bureau as to the whole King and that everything was done deductively. Then the Yechzime cannot make the Shtar in the Shtar. Now, let's say, whenever Elisha produces the guest, how do we know that the healing took place, properly? How do we know? So, there's that look of Shabbat. As Tisha said, Mistomet Be'achshanat, so the Yechzime, are in view over everything. That everything was done, going to that beginning, that there was a Yechzime, it wasn't through the Torah of Karakeh, it was in the skin of the Bale, the Ish, and everything. So the Yibiru can be considered Al-Fadim, the Yechzime can be considered Al-Fadim as a Yibiru over the whole Kinyan. That the Kinyan was done to that beginning. They have to that beginning. But suppose the circumstances are of such character that when the Ishe will produce the gear, it will not be evident, there will not be no one outside it from the Yechzime. The Geirashim took place, then the Yechzime can't even make the Shtar with the Shtar. Because the only reason why Yechzime made the Shtar with the Shtar is because through the Yechzime, it becomes inspired, inherently, intrinsically it becomes inspired. The Yechzime took place once the Ishe produces again. So we don't have to resort to any external evidence. Just the fact that the Ishe produces again, and then we see the Yechzime, so then it's an outsider, so everything becomes his back. But in the circumstances are of such character that even when the Isha produces the get with the Yechzime appearing on the get, it's still not, the outsider is still acting. We still have to resort to external evidence to prove that the Geirashim took place kedash kedin, and without the external evidence, it will not be so evident. So then it means that the Yechzime are not in the bureau of the Kinyan. If the Yechzime are not in the good Messiah of the Kinyan, so then the Yechzime don't do the Shtar into the Shtar. So it's going to start Shtar Kinyan. So in this case, in every stomach case, well, we don't know how it happened. We see an Isha produces the Yechzime. And we don't know how did they get coming to the end of it. We don't know. So then we presume, since there is a Yechzime, so we say, the stomach reaction answer. How did it come into the end of the Isha? Very simply, either by the husband handing over the get directly to the hands of the Ishe, or by the husband handing it over to the Shliach, and the Shliach handing it over to the Ishe. It doesn't make any difference how it was done. But we are sure of one thing, that it was kedashic to the Ishe. So maybe the Yechzime are in the view over the Mishir. So maybe the Shtar is starting. Mashenki, if we know that at an intermediary stage, the get was already in the hands of the God, the get was in the hands of the goy. And once it was in the hands of the goy, so then we cannot say it's not the action after. Why then? The goy has no chesed kashta. I mean, there is no chesed kashta. In other words, the goy did everything kedash v'kedin, and the goy wouldn't dare hand over the get to the Isha. He certainly would hand it over to a Jew who was appointed in the Shliach by the Baal, so that Shliach should be able to hand it over to him. I mean, there is no such assumption. So once we know that at some intermediary stage, so the get was in the possession of the goy, and the goy was able to do with it whatever he wanted. So the goy could have done what? He could have handed over the get to the Ishe by himself, instead of turning it over to the Jew who was putting the Shia, that he should hand it over to the Ishe. So it was possible. At one stage, it was possible for the goy to hand over the get directly to Isha. Now we know that this didn't happen. How is it that we know? Well, Abel testified before Melchi that they saw how the goy turned it over to the Jew, and then they saw how the Jew turned it over to the Isha directly. So we happen to know that the goy didn't abuse his function. We happen to know when we accept all the evidence, So then, and we view it retrospectively, so we know that the goy didn't abuse this function. But since we know that at an intermediary stage, the goy will have possession of the get, so then we cannot say that the chesime by themselves, without uncoupled with anything else, the chesime by themselves, so amivare that everything was done to that degree. No. Once we know that at an intermediary stage, the goy has possession of the get, so then we have to the chesheish. Maybe, so even if the isha produces the get, we then machsum in on it. So we cannot say, well, obviously it came to the isha directly from the shliach then, even though the goy at some stage had possession of it. No, maybe it came to the isha then from the goy's hand. How do we know? What do we know? How do we know? We accepted external evidence. But the yachsina by themselves are not in a position to be in the deal. By themselves, they're not in a position to be in the deal. We have to resort to the aid of other evidence. So mainly in such a case, the yachsina are not in the deal as to the kinyan itself. If the yachsina are not in the deal as to the kinyan itself, then the shtar doesn't become ishtafiyah. But the call it to Rabbi Zahu says it is shirikah. So he holds that the shtar can become ishtafiyah even if the individual consists of the shirikah. Not only if the individual over the kinyan consists of the shirikah. According to Rabbi Zahu, so the shtar can become ishtafiyah even if the individual over the kinyan is constituted by the Unicera. Now,